Hey, this is Dylan Short, host of Locked On Braves, and you're listening to Locked On Yankees.
Sup, yo?
Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode, because today we're talking about the return of baseball. Now, technically, it hasn't returned yet, because they're not playing games until the 23rd of July, and a lot can happen, but players are reporting to Yankee Stadium for their coronavirus tests, and I have to say, I know I've been talking about how I want everyone safe, and I don't want the season to be played unless everyone is safe, but seeing the guys walking into the stadium kind of made me pumped. So we're going to talk about that. Brian Cashman talked to the media yesterday. He had some news about injured players. We'll talk about that and more. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. Okay, like I said, I'm hesitant to get too excited because I'm a pessimist and I'm afraid that something is going to happen to make the season stop. But like I said in the intro, I'm very excited and pumped to see the guys show up to Yankee Stadium. Hopefully everyone is healthy. Everyone was wearing masks, at least in all the pictures that I saw. So that's a good thing. There have been some players from other teams who have opted out of playing this season, namely Ian Desmond, Ryan Zimmerman, Joe Ross. There's a fourth one. Who's the fourth guy? Oh man, why can't I remember? I'll probably remember later in the show. They're allowed to opt out. I don't know if they're going to be penalized. Maybe they are. But Ian Desmond wrote a very long message as to why he was opting out this season. And if you get a chance, go to his Instagram account and read every word that he wrote. It was very thought-provoking, very thoughtful on his part, and he said things that needed to be said about baseball. And I commend him for doing that. Brian Cashman said yesterday that no Yankee players are opting out, so expect to see everyone, as long as everyone's healthy, so cross your fingers, as long as everyone's healthy, you'll see everyone in what they're calling summer camp. Instead of spring training, it's summer camp, and MLB is going all out with this summer camp thing. They even have a sponsor for it, because what's better than having a sponsor for their cute little summer camp that's happening because of a pandemic? Anyway, so let's get to what Cashman said to the media yesterday. Okay, Aaron Judge has resumed hitting and throwing activities. The summer camp at Yankee Stadium will begin Saturday. Now, he was unable to bat during spring training because of his cracked right rib and punctured lung, and they are optimistic that if opening day happens on July 24th, or is it July 23rd? They're playing a game against the Nationals in D.C. I'm not sure if that's opening day or if it's an exhibition game before opening day. I have to double check that. Either way, they're saying that he will be healthy for that, hopefully. Now, what's amazing is Aaron Hicks had Tommy John surgery in the offseason, but because of this delay due to coronavirus, he will be at summer camp, and he will be, barring any setbacks, on the opening day roster, which is amazing. When you think about it, usually guys who have Tommy John surgery are going to miss the whole season, and he's going to be right there. James Paxton should be okay, according to Brian Cashman and Giancarlo Stanton should be okay. But everyone cross your fingers because, you know, Giancarlo Stanton, you never know. Paxton, as you know, had back surgery February 5th to address a herniated disc and a cyst on his back. Stanton had a right calf strain. That happened during outfield drills way back on February 26th, which feels like 3 years ago at this point. So, Cashman said that Paxton appears game ready as he finished off his rehab, so it just comes back to evaluating how he looks over the next 3 weeks. Cashman added he enters spring training, or summer camp, ready to go. That shouldn't be an issue at all, building up where he is physically and stamina-wise. Now he said, Aaron Hicks, I don't think there's any concern with his reconstructive Tommy John surgery. I think it had more to do where he is physically conditioning-wise. I'm sure he feels he'll be game ready by opening day, and I think that's possible. So that's good. That's Cashman saying that, not me. Cashman said he believes Stanton will be ready to serve as the DH when the season begins, but his availability to play outfield is in question. So it's because it's a calf injury. They're afraid to put him out in the outfield, which I understand that. So, you know, keep him safe. Keep him as the DH. So the entire Yankee player pool, because it's a player pool, there's 60 players, they're expected to begin workouts on Saturday in the Bronx. Cashman said some players may be unable to arrive on time due to travel restrictions. Within the next 7 to 10 days, the team plans to relocate some players to a secondary training site at PNC Field in Moosic, Pennsylvania, which is where Scranton plays. By the way, if you've never been to that stadium, when all of this goes away, hopefully, in like 2021, and we're able to go to group gatherings again, make sure you can get to PNC Field because it's a really great stadium. I've only been once. I went for a Michael Pineda rehab game way back in 2014, but it's a really great ballpark to watch a baseball game. The initial plan was to hold summer camp in Tampa, but because of the COVID-19 spikes in Florida, they had to shift to Yankee Stadium. So this is the first Yankees training camp in the Northeast United States since World War II. That's amazing. You know what else is amazing? Postmates. And if you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I love food, and that's why I love using Postmates. But I kind of love them even more now because I can get food delivered without ever leaving my house or even opening the door. Given what's going on in the world, they created non-contact deliveries. So now when I order from local restaurants, everything gets left right outside my door. I mean, obviously I have to open the door after they leave so I can get the food. I can't leave it on my front porch. But they also have Postmates Pickup, which I've been using to order takeout from my favorite local restaurants. Now, you guys really need to be supporting your neighborhood spots right now. I've only been ordering local because it's a great way to support my community, especially the only good Mexican restaurant my rinky-dink town has ever had in the entire 40 years that I've lived here. And Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushi. They actually make my life easier by picking up everything I need from Walgreens and 7-Eleven and dropping it off outside my door. Just download Postmates on iOS or Android, find your favorites, and get anything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. So Aaron Judge said that the break, the time away from baseball, not the break in his rib, has allowed some of the players, including himself, to get healthy. He said, luckily, I've been able to go to our facility in Tampa Bay with 5 or 6 teammates to work out, get on the field, run around, and hit a little bit. For us, it's kind of been business as usual and has felt like an extended spring training. I still cannot believe the injury that he had. I mean, and it also feels like we found out 3 years ago that he cracked his rib and punctured his lung, and it was February, right? It wasn't into March when we found out, was it? See, now I don't even know. What is time? March feels like it was 3 years ago. February feels like it was 4 years ago. Last season feels like it was 20 years ago. I don't know. I'm just glad that Judge is feeling good. Hopefully he'll feel good for opening day. Hopefully there'll be an opening day again, you know. I don't want to jinx anything, but you never know. Okay, I remembered who the fourth player was who opted out. Mike Leake of the Diamondbacks, Ryan Zimmerman, the Nationals, Joe Ross, the Nationals, Ian Desmond, the Rockies. Now, Ryan Zimmerman said he's not retiring, just so everyone knows, and this would be the first season that he's not playing for the Nationals since 2005, so that's kind of amazing. He said, given my family circumstances, three young children, including a newborn and a mother at high risk, I've decided not to participate in the 2020 season. He was set to make $740,000 in the shortened season. Mike Leake was the first player to have withdrawn from the season. His agent said that Leake came to his decision after speaking with his family. They took countless factors into consideration, many of which are personal to him and his family. So he's given up about $5 million in salary. So that's what he would have made during those 60 games. He'll become a free agent in the offseason if the Diamondbacks decline the $18 million club option for 2021 and pay him a $5 million buyout. As for Joe Ross, he's forfeiting, oh, this is a fun number, $555,000, nope, $555,556. Easier read than said. And Ian Desmond said he's opting out for two reasons: a desire to be with his family, his wife is pregnant with their fifth child, good Lord, and his angst as a biracial man over racial injustice. He said he will use the time off to work on reviving youth baseball in his hometown of Sarasota, Florida. His decision will cost him $5.5 million and service time. He still has another year plus an option to go on his five-year $70 million contract. Honestly, I'm surprised that only four guys have opted out. I don't know if more guys may think about it and decide that they're going to opt out. Oh, and I can't even believe I didn't mention this. I apologize. The big news yesterday was that the 2020 minor league season has been canceled. That's a big deal. That could have lasting repercussions for a while, and this makes me sad because this really impacts a lot of people. This is the first time that the minor league season has been canceled since the minor leagues were founded in 1901. This was the statement they put out. Major League Baseball has informed Minor League Baseball that it will not be providing its affiliated minor league teams with players for the 2020 season. As a result, there will not be a minor league season in 2020. These are unprecedented times for our country and our organizations, as this is the first time in our history that we've had a summer without minor league baseball played, said Minor League Baseball President and CEO Pat O'Connor. While this is a sad day for many, this announcement removes the uncertainty surrounding the 2020 season and allows our teams to begin planning for an exciting 2021 season of affordable family entertainment. People were saying that because of the minor league season being canceled, that maybe the Yankees could use Rookie the Bat Dog, since there won't be fans in the stands. And it'll give Rookie something to do, because Rookie's upset that there's no season. I follow him on Twitter. He's not very happy. I think it would be pretty cool if the Yankees had a bat dog. And I think the Yankee players would actually like it. I mean, I don't know, in the world of COVID-19, I know that there were some cases where dogs got it from humans. I'm not sure if that happened in the United States. I know it happened in, I want to say, China. You know, with all the protocols they have for safety concerns surrounding COVID-19 in baseball, it's probably not a good thing to have a dog around. But, oh, that would be so much fun. It's bad enough we're all going to be stuck at home watching baseball and we won't be able to be there. It would be fun to see Rookie collecting bats. So anyway, back to the minor league season being canceled. Again, that's a big bummer. There are a lot of people affected by that. Players, support staff, coaches, managers, all that stuff. The people who work concessions would be affected anyway, because no one would be there for the games. But again, this is just a very strange time that we're all living through. And it's just sad. Like I said, it's never happened in the entire history of the minor leagues in nearly 120 years. That's a really long time. Oh, by the way, the London series was a year ago. yesterday and the day before yesterday. That's crazy. Like I said earlier, March feels like it was 3 years ago. February feels like it was 4 years ago. Last season feels like it was 20 years ago. Before I go, I would like to wish everyone a happy Bobby Bonilla Day. It's July 1st, which means Bobby Bonilla is making $1.193 million. The Mets are paying him that amount. It's $1,193,248.20 to be exact. Every July 1st since 2011 until 2035, Bonilla will be 72 when the last payment is made. I will be a month away from turning 61. Yikes. Anyway, happy Bobby Bonilla Day. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate this podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.